Black Bear, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you in Tribe Talk, our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics as we head into the final week of October. This is episode 53 of Tribe Talk, the podcast, and this coming weekend, got a big state meet going on for the Bridgeport cross country team. High expectations, particularly on the girls' side, heading down in Class AAA's cross country's gone to four classifications this year. So should be an exciting time down in Ona at Cabell Midland High School for the Bridgeport cross country runners, the Red Line. And we'll talk with Nathaniel Luch Lutens coming up on the podcast. He'll give us a look back on the season and also preview the state meet coming up this weekend. Got the whip around also in our final segment. A lot of things going on. Championship soccer being played this week. The boys football team also is playing their final game of the regular season on Friday night as well. Volleyball also is awaiting the start of their regional tournament. So complete update coming your way in a moment. Now joined by Luch Lutens, our cross-country boys and girls head coach, joins us on Tribe Talk. And Luch, exciting end to the season here. What a memorable season it's been so far, but got a chance to run in the state meet coming up this weekend down in Cabell County. Should be a great time for the young men and women.
Yeah, absolutely. It has. It's absolutely been a very exciting fall, and yeah, we've seen a lot of progress, a lot of good steps taken, and yeah, it's been really encouraging.
You know, you go back. Let me take you back to the Louisville trip. Mm-hmm. That was a very exciting opportunity. Kind of, what was your impression after that weekend? Not only a team bonding opportunity, yep, but also you know, being able to see some other runners and some other teams from areas that we typically don't get to see.
Sure. Yeah, there were several facets to that. And as you mentioned, team bonding, I felt like that was an important thing as you know, we have some pretty big goals for the team this fall. And yeah, seeing competition from, you know, we ran against a lot of schools from Kentucky, but there were schools from seven different states. So there was a lot of good competition there. So it was good. It was the first time that we had seen, you know, we've, as teams do, you've got some injuries and some ups and downs and different things. It was the first time that we had our full complement, or at least really close to it, all available to us that day. And we were able to go over, and yeah, I mean, it was a great kind of overnight trip. And part of it all along was, you know, hey, I want to take you over there. We're going to run the trip will be longer, but the trip will be similar in design to the state meet trip that hopefully will be taken in a few weeks. And so yeah, it was a really helpful thing along those lines as well.
Yeah, coming into this weekend at Cabell Midland for the state meet, we've been there before. We've run that course before. How important is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly helps. I mean, every course, you know, it's not like, you know, I coach track and field as well. Every track is the same, right? The only differences are your competition and your weather. In cross country, every course is unique. They've all got their own challenges, and you know, the strategy doesn't change drastically, but it changes a little bit based on what you have in front of you. So, yeah, so we did take the time to go down there back in August and have them run the course. That was a nighttime meet, so it'll look a little different to them in the day, and obviously be much cooler. But yeah, the hope is that they are comfortable and confident knowing kind of what the course is going to present to them, and have each come up with their own you know, race strategies to attack the course.
All right, let's talk about the girls first. They've had a banner year. I know that there's already been some school record times put up by this group, and you know, one of the exciting things about it is you've got a nice blend. You've got some veteran runners, and you also have some very young runners that have had terrific years.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you're right. We've got two seniors who have been at it for a little while, and Michaela DeMoss and Ashley McBrayer, and they've both done really well. It's been great to see how they've progressed. I mean, both of them have grown immensely throughout their high school running careers. I would say especially Michaela, if you go and look up her results from her freshman year and even her sophomore year and look at where she's at now, it's pretty incredible. But yeah, you're right. We have in cross country, you have to score five, you run seven. And we do have, honestly, the only, I'm running through this in my head right now, but yeah, the only two that are returning from last year that were on our team running in our varsity, in our top seven, who are still running in our top seven, are those two. So the other three scorers, and then the two who will be running as, alternates, kind of filling in the gaps if needed, are all new to our program. So yeah, I mean, Aria Solario and Isla Tobri and Beth Dankowitz are all new to us, as are Leanna Rajoub and Adriana Moore. So yeah, I mean, they've had some really incredible things. They won the Big Ten Conference, which, it's not the state meet, but our girls team or our boys team hadn't won since 2018. So that was a pretty good confidence booster, and yeah, they're we'll see how it goes, but they're looking pretty confident right now.
So, Luch, going into to the state meet, explain to me and to us the scoring. What does it take to win the state championship?
Yep. So in cross country, you have to score five. It's one thing I love about cross country is it truly is a team sport. Like it's something you do individually, but you have to score five. And basically, your scoring works where, assuming everybody's on a team, every place is worth that many points. So first place is worth 1 point, second place is worth 2 points, third place is worth 3 points, and so on. And you take your top five and you add them up. So a perfect score would be 15, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5. Your sixth and seventh runners can displace runners from other teams, but their positions do not count. So you have to have five, you get to run seven.
Got it. Now, on the boys' side, I know that Troy Zorich has been very consistent for you throughout his career, along with William Northey, some of your leaders there. But kind of tell us what to expect this weekend from the boys.
Yeah, you're right. Troy seems to be finally rounding the corner and be really close to his full self. And so yeah, he's fired up and ready to go. He's working through. I mean, look, late in the season, everybody's got little aches and pains. He's got some things he's working through, but we believe he's going to be ready to go and run really, really competitively down there. William Northey got banged up early in the season, and so it's been a season of him trying to get back to where he was, but he seems like he's finally in a good place. And yeah, we're all the way down. It on the boys' side, it's those two. You've got Parker Muncy and Graham Northey, who are sophomores who've really been doing quite well. We've seen some progress from them, and then we've got three additional. Our five, six, and seven really are kind of interchangeable. We don't know who will finish in front of those three in any given meet, and actually, our eighth runner would have been right in there as well. So yeah, they're looking to run competitive. They do predictions for cross country, and the boys are predicted to get third, and I think that would be a really excellent run.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. So finally, weather-wise, looks like Saturday should be dry but cool. I'm not a runner. That's what cars are invented for, in my opinion. But is this good running weather when it's in the low 50s?
Yes, absolutely. It should be really excellent running weather. The only question that, we won't know until it gets closer is it is raining down there in Ona, as of this morning, and it's supposed to rain for the next day and a half. And so the question is how soggy the course will get, and then whether or not it will be torn up by the time we run. So they now have four classifications in cross country, and we run fourth. So the course could be in good shape depending on how much it rains, or it could be kind of torn up by the time we run. But you know what? It's the same for everybody. So it's just going to be the difference of are the times fast or slow, but the competition is the competition. So yeah, it should be a really, really good day for running, at least the day of, for sure.
All right. Well, appreciate your time and a great season. Enjoy this weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Luch. We'll do the whip around next.
It may be goodbye summer, but it's hello deals here at Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And this bow tie don't lie. New Ram 1500s up to 14 grand off MSRP or 3.9% financing for 72 months. High performance Dodge Chargers, now just $419 a month, plus up to 125% of KBB for your trade. New ownership, improved processes, better deals. Drive into fall event. Visit us on Route 19 in Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com.
All right, here's the update from when we were last together. The JV football team defeated Elkins 32-0 on Monday. Freshman football team also wrapped up their season at 5-1 on the season with a 29-0 win over the Grafton junior varsity team on Monday night. Meanwhile, the boys soccer team and girls soccer team had both advanced to Wednesday night's regional finals with a 3-0 win over Hampshire for the boys, 2-0 win over Elkins for the girls. They will both host Robert C. Byrd on Wednesday night at 6 until 8 with a berth in the state tournament on the line. Varsity football beat Grafton 49-0 back on Friday, and last Thursday, the volleyball team wrapped up their regular season with a 2-0 win over Preston and a 2-1 victory over Lewis County. As I mentioned, the cross-country meet coming up this coming weekend, soccer going on, and also Fairmont Senior will be in town for the close of the regular season for the Bridgeport Indians football team on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Volleyball will start their postseason. They are the top seed in Region 2. That begins on Monday night of next week, November the 3rd. JV football will close out their season. That'll come up on Monday night as well at 6 p.m. at East West Stadium. That's going to do it for Tribe Talk, the podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here too.